我想今天是一个蛮令人兴奋的一天。
Today is an exciting day.
根据圣经来讲
，According to the Bible，
如果在地上有人信耶稣
，If there are people believing in Christ on earth，
他们要受洗
，And they're going to baptize，
在天上就有一个很大的 party。
In heaven, there's a big party.
天使们都在唱歌赞美
，The angels are singing and celebrating。
今天有六个弟兄姊妹
，and we have six brothers and sisters。
我想那个 party 不小
，that's a big party up there。
所以我也鼓励你们
，so I encourage you。
你们今天来参加这个是一个 party。
That you are right now participating in an exciting party。
是一个庆典，是一个 celebration。
It's a celebration。
是一件快乐的事情。
It's a happy thing。
是一个喜乐的事情。
It's a joyful thing。
我希望你们不要再想东想西想南想北。
So don't think about other things。
我知道很多人来教会常常会想很多别的事情。
I know people attend church but their minds wander off。
你现在需要想的就是主耶稣。
Now you just need to focus on Jesus。
你说我不太认识主耶稣。
You say, I don't know Jesus。
牧师就会跟你分享。
Pastor gonna explain that to you。
你们这六个人紧不紧张啊
？Are you a little nervous？
你看 Jerry 多好，他说一点都不紧张。
Jerry say I'm fine，
是不是啊？他已经准备好要跳进去了。
He's ready to be baptized。
感谢赞美主。
We praise God。
我下面有一些勉励的话。
We have some words of encouragement。
我们在勉励话以前，请大家起立，我们来读一段经文。
Before that, let's read the scripture。
我们读的时候，我们专心来读，不要再想别的事情。
Let's focus on reading the scripture。
OK， 我们念路加福音第十五章一到三节。
Luke chapter 15, 1 to 3.
然后11节到31节。
And then 11 to 31 verse.
专心来读。
Let's read.
预备来，你用什么话就用什么，你用中文、广东话，什么都可以，就用你的话来读，读给你自己听。
Read your language. 预备来，
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。耶稣就用比喻说，然后到11节，好吧。
Verse 11.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的产业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遭遇那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有许多的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是父亲起来父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。啊，那牛肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来。他儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。但你这儿子吞进了你的产业，他来了，倒为他宰了肥牛犊，竟对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，一切所有的都是你的。这是念完了，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，
Dear Lord Jesus,
求你借你的话来勉励我们每一个人。
Speak to us through your words.
奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
我今天要跟你们勉励的话叫做回家。
Coming home is the theme that I want to encourage you today.
通常人家在洗礼的时候很少讲这样的题目。
Normally in a baptismal service, we don't have this topic to talk about.
我要用路加福音第十五章这段经文来讲回家。
I'm going to preach from book of Luke chapter 15, 1 to 3.
什么是回家?
What is coming home?
回到哪一个家?
Coming to which home?
什么是你的家?
Where is your home?
我们首先来看这一段经文的背景。
Let's look at the background of this story.
这边讲到说耶稣在世上的时候他欢迎所有的人来到他那里。
Jesus, when he was walking on the planet Earth, he welcomed everyone to come to him.
所有的人。
Everyone.
耶稣接纳他们。
Jesus accept each one.
所以那时候在社会边缘的人。
So those people who are in the society borderline.
他们特别喜欢耶稣。
They especially love Jesus.
他们是被世界上人所拒绝的。
They were rejected by the society.
在耶稣那个时代。
But during Jesus' time.
有税吏。
There was tax collectors.
还有那些妓女们。
Prostitutes.
他们很喜爱耶稣。
They love Jesus.
因为耶稣接纳他们。
Because Jesus accept them.
我们今天在世界上。
Today, on earth.
我们喜欢一些人是那些接纳我们的人。
We like those who accept us.
Amen.
Amen.
有一个人他接纳你。
There is one person who accept you.
他尊敬你。
Who respect you.
他尊崇你。
He honor you.
你就会喜欢他。
You like him.
Amen.
Amen.
我们不喜欢一些人拒绝我们。
We don't like people who reject us.
耶稣很爱这些人。
Jesus loved these people.
因为他接纳他们。
Because he accepts them.
所以他们喜欢来靠近耶稣。
So these people like to come near Jesus.
他们就来听耶稣讲道。
They come to listen to Jesus' stories.
当他们这样做的时候。
When they do that.
另外有一批人很不高兴。
There are other people who are not happy about that.
他们是宗教的领袖。
They are the religious leaders.
他们就心里面论断耶稣。
They're grumbling in their own hearts, judging Jesus.
如果这个人是真是神的儿子，他怎么会跟这些坏蛋在一起？
Person is truly God's son. He wouldn't hang out with these bad people.
而主耶稣知道他们心里在论断。
And Jesus know what they're thinking about.
所以他就讲了一个比喻给。
So he tell these parables.
这个比喻有三部分。
There are three parts to this parable.
第一个是失钱。
One is losing the coin.
说错，第一个是迷羊失羊。
Lost sheep.
第二个是失钱。
Number two is lost coin.
第三个是浪子的故事。
Number three is lost son.
因为限于时间，我今天只讲浪子的部分。
Due to time restriction, I'm just focus on the lost son.
我就问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
我知道你们刚才都很认真在读这段经文。
I know you focus on reading the scripture.
我就想问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
这段经文里面有几个浪子？
How many lost sons are in this story?
有几个
How many?
你确定吗 OK 回答很好
Good answer
这个故事里面有两个浪子
There are actually two sons who are lost
这两个浪子都需要回家
These two all need to return home
你跟旁边人讲
Tell your neighbor
浪子需要回家
Lost son need to come home
希望你不是浪子
Or lost daughters
你说我当然不是浪子了
No, I'm not a lost son
我是浪女啊
I'm a lost daughter
这边女的比男的多。
We are more female than male here.
我们首先来看。
Let's look at this first.
第一个是小浪子回家。
The younger son lost had returned.
这小浪子是代表谁呢
？The younger lost son, who is he representing?
小浪子代表这世界上一切不认识真神的那些人。
He represented all the people who do not know the Christ Jesus.
这些人不一定不成功啊。
Maybe they're not successful. Maybe they are successful.
可能很成功。
They might be very wealthy.
他们可能也很有钱。
And have money.
也可能没有钱。
And maybe no money.
但是最重要的不是外面的。
But it's not the outside.
最重要是里面的。
In their inner world.
他们不认识上帝。
They do not know Jesus.
他们以自我为中心。
They're self-centered.
所以他们觉得他们所能成就的
So what they can accomplish
或者他们所拥有的
Or what they can possess
都是他们应该得的
is That's what they're entitled to
这就是小浪子
That is the younger son
圣经经文写得很清楚
The scripture says
他说他有一天去跟他老爸说我该有的你都给我
One day he says Father, give me what belongs to me
然后他到很远的地方去
And he went to a foreign country
他过了一个非常放荡的生活
And live a wild life
然后就把所有的钱都用完了
And squander all the money
然后好景不长
And then, unfortunately
不但所有钱用完了
Not only that,
又发生经济 大恐慌
There was a famine
2008年经济大恐慌
2008、economic、depression
所有的钱都没了
There's no money
然后也找不到工作
I couldn't find a job
后来去找什么工作呢
Finally found one
去养猪啊
Tending the pigs
养猪的工作终于找到了
Found the pig's job.
可是猪有饭吃，他没饭吃。
But the pig had food to eat, but he, as a service,
饿得要死。
He was very hungry.
看到猪吃的饭。
Looking at what the pigs were eating,
就是豆荚。
Those pots.
他想吃也不能吃。
He said, "I want to eat those pots."
因为
so bad.
为什么那边有一个 secret camera?
But there is a secret camera.
我看他有没有偷吃猪的东西。
The boss is looking if the servant are eating the pig's food.
好落魄啊
That was so, he was in the down of down situation.
连猪都不如啊
Worse than the pigs.
我讲这个要讲一下这个故事的背景给你听
I'm telling you this background.
主耶稣讲这个故事
When Jesus is telling this story,
是对犹太人讲
He's telling to the Jewish people.
犹太人是不养猪的
You know, the Jewish, they do not like, they don't own pigs.
They don't raise pigs either. They don't eat pig. No pig.因为猪是不洁净的
Because they are unclean
所以这个犹太人的这个儿子他很惨他跑到非犹太人地区去
So this younger son he is in a very bad situation he went to the foreign land where there are pigs
他们犹太人根本都不养猪的
Because
他现在去养猪
And he is now attending the unclean
然后连猪吃的都不能得到
And even the pigs whatever they are eating he cannot eat
可是感谢赞美主
But praise God.
这边经文说
Here the scripture says.
他说他醒悟过来
That he come to his senses.
就是突然醒过来了
He come to his senses.
哎呀
He said, voila.
Voila. Voila, voila. 他说我老爸是一个很丰盛的老爸
My father is such a wealthy father.
他家里什么都有
He got everything in the house.
我要回去
I want to go home
我要悔改
I want to repent
我得罪了天
I have transgression against my father
Heaven
Heaven
还没有到 father 我也得罪了我老爸
And I transgress my father
我回去跟他道歉
I will go back and apologize
他可能会雇佣我
Maybe he will hire me
虽然经济不景气
Even though there is economic recession
但是我爸爸没有 recession
But my father is wealthy.
他一定会雇我。
He will hire me, I'm sure.
所以他就醒悟过来。
So he come to his senses.
所以他就回去。
Then he went home.
他走上一个悔改的路。
Well, while he walking toward this road of repentance.
这个小儿子的经历。
This is the younger son's experience.
就是我们今天这六个弟兄姊妹们的经历。
That is our new brother and sister's experience.
我特别要介绍当中一位。
I want to especially introduce one new brother.
他叫做徐志宏弟兄。
He's our brother, 徐志宏.
因为待会他们不会，他们待会不会采访他。
Later they're not going to interview him.
我就介绍他一点。
So I'm going to introduce him myself.
我们这个弟兄很有个性。
This brother is, has character, has personality.
has personality. Everybody has personality.
Unique personality.
Unique.大概四年五年前
Four or five years ago
我跟他传福音
I share him the good news, gospel
他听完了以后
After he heard that
他说田牧师啊
He said, Pastor Tian
我要思想思想
I need to think about this
他这一想
Once he start thinking
想了五年
He thought about it for five years
在过去的礼拜三晚上
And last Wednesday night
他打电话跟我讲
He called me up
他说田牧师啊
Pastor Tian
我要受洗
I want to baptize.
我觉得很怀疑。
I was suspicious about that.
我觉得这人大概有什么动机、啊。
He might have some motive.
也没有跟我联络，突然五年后突然间打电话要受洗。
What happened between these five years? I don't know. All of a sudden, call me up. I want to be baptized.
我心里非常怀疑。
So I was suspicious.
我说你受洗可以。
You could be baptized.
但是我要 interview 你
But I need to talk to you.
我要确定你有重生的。
I want to make sure you understand what you're getting into.
我们大使命灵粮堂不是能随随便便受洗的。
The GCCC is not somewhere you can just want to baptize. You can baptize.
他们这五个人都上过课啊。
They all attend classes.
他们有两个老师 check 再 check.
There are two teachers that check and double check.
我们待会还要发洗礼证书啊。
And there's a certificate of baptismal.
这证书有法律作用。
And there is a kind of law abide issue here.
Kingdom law.
The kingdom law.
这很重要的。
It's very important.
所以礼拜我就跟他见面了。
So I met him Friday.
我跟他谈了。
And I talked to him.
哎呀，我很开心啊。
I was so delighted.
我就看到上帝的奇妙。
I saw God's wondrous work.
Amen. Let's say amen. Amen. 你们要兴奋一点啊。
Are you excited?
你们不兴，哎，谁在讲哈利路亚 ？Wonderful. Woo woo.每一个人信主都不一样。
Everyone, how they receive Jesus is different.
有人信主的时候，哇，天云变色，会被翻。
Some people, they can see all the weather change for them.
天上还打雷嘞。
And there's thunder.
有人信主。
Some people,
安安静静。
When they receive Christ, everything is quiet.
什么都没有发生的样子。但是最重要的不是外面有什么发生。
But it's not what happened in the physical realm.
最重要的是里面。
But it's in your inner life.
遇见了主耶稣。
You have encounter with the Lord.
一个人遇见主耶稣，他会改变。
When someone encounter with the Lord, they would change.
我们弟兄比较慢一点。
Oh, brothers a little slower.
走了五年。
Walk for 5 years.
终于遇见耶稣了。
Finally, encounter with Jesus.
他跟那个小浪子一样。
He's like the younger son.
他一直想又想。
He thought about it and thought about it.
好
And decided good.
4月1号
April 1st.
大使命灵粮堂有洗礼
GCCC, there is a baptismal service.
我要决定要回家
I'm going to go home.
我要受洗
I want to be baptized.
所以这就是小浪子的情形
So this is the younger son's testimony.
他回家了
He went home.
可是在这故事里还有一个大浪子还有一个浪子
But there is another son who was lost that returned in this story.
我描写完这个情况你要告诉我那些这个大浪子是指哪一些
Let me describe him and then you can tell me who this person is.
我就想问大家
Let me ask you.
这大浪子有没有在家里面
This older son, was he at home?
为什么他在家里面他却不感觉到是在他家呢
Then how come if he was at home, how come he didn't feel...Acceptance.
这边人请跟我讲你们人多一点
Can you tell me?
你们觉得是什么原因呢
Why do you think it's the reason?
你们当中有没有人自己在老爸的家里面但是不觉得在家的有没有
Any of you who are in your biological parents' home but you don't feel like you were at home?
如果你觉得那样也不敢举手
If you feel that way, maybe you don't feel like raising your hand.
我就想问你为什么这个人这个大儿子是这个爸爸不好吗
So why does this older son feel this way? Is it the father's fault? Maybe.
你不能随便乱加啊。You have to be faithful to interpretation. I never say maybe. 因为主耶稣讲这个故事很明显。
Jesus very clearly saying this story.
主耶稣有一个本领。
He has a way.
就是他的敌人每次来要讲要问他问题的时候他都不正面回答。
When Jesus' enemy come and give him a question, he doesn't answer them directly.
他总是讲一个故事给他们听。
He always tell a story.
如果你这个人聪明的话你就知道答案了。
If you're smart, you know the answer.
所以主耶稣讲的这故事里面讲得很明显。
So Jesus in this story very clearly.
那个老爸就是指天上的上帝就是天父。
The father in this story represents our heavenly father.
那个小儿子就是指那些法利赛人所认为不坏人坏蛋的那些人。
The younger son is representing all those Pharisees, makers of the laws, think they are sinners. They are in that group.
请问大儿子是谁了?
And who are these, who are the older sons?
根据主耶稣讲是讲谁啊?就讲到法利赛人。
Based on the story, the older son represent the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
请问法利赛人是什么样子的人
？And what kind of people are?
什么人是法利赛人呢
？Who are Pharisees?
信法名叫利赛的人，是吧？有的人他们对圣经不太清楚。
People don't know about the scripture.
我讲一个故事，笑话给你。
Let me tell you a story.
他说尼哥底母。夜间去看耶稣。
Nicodemus went to see Jesus in the middle of the night.
有一个人第一次念圣经，他说尼哥的妈妈晚上去看耶稣。
So,
尼哥的母亲，尼哥底母。
In the Chinese translation, this guy reading it thinking someone.
Nicole's mom.
Nicole's mom went to see Jesus.
Because it sounds like Nicodemus in Chinese, Nicole's mom. 所以很多人，所以我就跟你讲，法利赛人不是。 我一个不是信法叫利赛的人啊。
So Pharisees is
是一个犹太人的一个宗教的一个团体。
Pharisee representing a group of religious leader at that time.
他们在耶稣的时代是被人非常尊崇的。
During Jesus' time, they were highly respected.
因为他们非常的虔诚。
Because they are very pious.
他们又禁食，又祷告，又奉献，什么宗教的事都做。
They fast and they pray and they tithe and all the good stuff.
他们什么都做了。
They did all that.
就是不认识神。
Except they did not know God.
所以主耶稣讲到那个大儿子，其实就是讲法利赛人。
So when Jesus is talking about the oldest son, he's talking about these Pharisees.
我就想问大家，你们刚才读了这一段圣经，你觉得这个法利赛这个大儿子跟他父亲的关系怎么样
？So what do you think is the relationship between the older son and the father in this story?
是什么样的关系
？What is the relationship like?
啊，很好啊。
Is it good?
怎么个好法
？How is it good?
啊，大儿子爱爸爸吗？他不是爱吧，他需要爱吧。你看大儿子讲的话啊。
See what the older son said.
你觉得他爱吗？他说那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病回来，就把肥牛犊宰了，大儿子却生气不肯进去。他父亲亲自出来劝他，他就对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背上过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。老辉啊，你他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
On verse 25, meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. The older brother became angry.And refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.
我读这段经文的时候我心里就在笑。
I laugh when I read the scripture.
这个大儿子讲话像很多老基督徒啊。
This older son speak like some of these Christians that have been following the Lord for a long time.
Veteran Christians.
Veteran Christians.
跟主跟了很多年。
They follow Jesus for a long
time. 我服侍上帝这些年好认真啊。
I follow you and serve you all these many years.
我都十一奉献
and I tithe,
我每个礼拜天聚会都不迟到不像那个他们一天到晚迟到
and I'm never late at the service not like so and so
但是上帝都没有祝福我
but God never blessed me
我心里都不快乐
I'm not happy
这个不能做那个不能做
I can't do that and do that
你觉得这大儿子是什么问题
So what do you think the older brother's older son's problem?
啊，心愿对不对
？There's bitterness in his heart.
我相信
，I believe，
像大儿子这样的基督徒，就是需要内在医治的基督徒。
These like the older son, this kind of Christian, they really need inner healing in their heart.
多少人相信基督徒很需要内在医治的
？How many of you believe Christians still need inner healing?
他们受伤了以后
，When they got hurt.
他们没有得到医治
they did not get healed.
所以他们看上帝
so when the way they see God,
就是从他的伤口来看
see them from their wound.
这个大儿子
so this older son,
铁定受过伤
must be, have been wounded.
所以你看他爸爸怎么反应
so you see how the father replied.
他老爸有没有说哎呀真是气死我
the father said, man, you no good. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. 你这个儿子
You
我们要演话剧啊。但老爸没有这样讲。
But the father did not say that.
他怎么说啊？
How did he say?
他说儿啊。
He said, my son.
你常和我同在。
You're always with me.
我一切所有的都是你的。
And everything I have is yours.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是我们的上帝啊。
That's our God.
你是神，如果你重生得救，是神的儿女。
If you have been born again and become a child of God,
在耶稣基督里
，in Christ,
神所有的丰盛都是你的。
Everything God has, His abundance are yours.
你没有是你自己的问题啊。
If you did not receive it, it's your problem.
因为你没有用嘛。
Because you did not go and after it.
仔细听我讲啊。
Listen to me carefully.
现在是除了这六位以外，所有的其他都听我讲啊。
The veteran Christians.
你做基督徒。
You've been a Christian a long time, but you're poor.
物质也穷。
In material realm,
属灵也穷。
And spiritual poverty.
那是你自己的问题。
That is your issue.
你为什么不跟上帝求啊？
How come you didn't ask the Lord for it?
因为那个父亲讲了。
Because the father said,
我常跟你同在。
I'm always with you.
我所有的都是你的。
Everything I have is yours.
所以他说你没有给我一个山羊羔，没有给我开 party， 那是你自己的错。
So you didn't give me a goat to celebrate with my friends. It's your own fault.
你可以所有的山羊羔。
You could have all the goats you want.
你可以开 as many party， 你可以常常有 party.
You can have party weekly.
只是你自己有问题。
It's your problem.
因为这个大儿子。
Because this older son.
不把他的父亲当做他的父亲。
Did not receive.The father as his own father.
他把他当作他的老板。
He see him as an employer.
很多基督徒今天。
A lot of Christians today.
把上帝当作老板。
See God as a boss.
可能你跟你的地上父亲关系不好。
Maybe you have problem with your earthly father.
很多时候会反射到天上的父亲。
And you kind of project that to our heavenly father.
不是很多时候，其实都是这样子。
A lot of time it is like that.
可能你跟你地上的父亲关系还不错。
Maybe you have pretty good relationship with your birth father.
但是你从小长大的时候跟你地上的老师训导主任关系不好。
But then you might have issue with your teacher or dean while you're growing up.
他们都很凶。
And they were mean to you.
你说站好。
Say stand up.
头发剪短一点。
Cut your hair.
怎么每一次都没精神的样子。
And how come you didn't look like you got some sleep?
后来你就信耶稣了。
Then later you receive Jesus.
你想到上帝。
Whenever you think about Jesus.
就是你训导主任的脸。
Is that the face of the dean?
站好。
Stand up.
赶快念圣经。
Read the Bible.
去聚会不要迟到。
Go to the service. Don't be late.
所以你心里面跟他就有一个很大的距离。
So there's a distance in your heart to God.
后来你就看到这六个人都信主了。
Then you see these six people, they're receiving God.
他们又受洗了。
They're going to baptize.
上帝也祝福他们了。
And God's going to bless them.
你心里就很嫉妒。
Then you're jealous of these people.
我做基督徒这么多年。
I've been Christian all these years.
神都没有祝福我。
And God never blessed me.
你看他们这六个人。
And look at them.
以前多坏。
And they were so bad before.
今天还给他一个洗礼。
And they even have a party today.
牧师还介绍他。
And pastor even give them individual stories.
待会还要照相。
And then going to take pictures.
还发洗礼证书。
And certificates.
还有礼物。
And gifts.
多不公平。
So unfair.
今天早上神要对你说话。
So today God is going to speak to you.
神说。
God says.
我一直跟你同在。
I have been always with you.
我所有的都是你的。
Everything I have is yours.
你需要感到这是你的家。
Can you feel that this is your home?
所以我最后问你们一个问题。
So finally, last question.
我说这个回家那个家是指什么？
When I say coming home, what home am I referring to?
这个家是指什么？是大使命灵粮堂吗？
Is it the church home?
这也是你的家。
It is your home.
这个家是指神他自己。
But the home is referring to God Himself.
你知道救赎的故事就是世界上所有的人类都要回家。
Do you know the story of salvation is that everyone needs to come home to God?
神就是我们的家。
God is our home.
我们当中很多人
Many of us here
都在为房事烦恼
that worry about housing.
不知道哪一天才能拥有自己的家。
When we're gonna be homeowners?
我告诉你一个好消息。
Let me tell you a good news.
你不用再烦恼。
Don't worry about that.
你今天就可以有家。
Today you could have a home.
摩西就是同意 这个观念。
Moses agreed with this concept.
在诗篇九十篇。
In Psalm 91,
他说主啊
he said, Lord,
你世世代代是我的家我们的家
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Most High.
我跟大使命林洋堂的弟兄姊妹们说
I'm telling our congregation,
这个教会就是你的家
This church is your spiritual home.
我欢迎今天来的弟兄姊妹，如果你还没有找到一个教会，这个教会可以成为你的家。
I welcome you for those of you who don't have a spiritual home.
家最重要的不只是 building, 当然 building 也重要。
The home is not defined just by the building.
家最重要的是里面有父母的爱。
It's in there, their parents who are loving.
你说牧师我常常想到家的时候不是想到父母的爱
When I think about my home I don't think about my parents' love
我只有想到我妈妈做的菜
I only think about my mom's food
那个就是父母的爱
But that is one character of parents' love
Amen
Amen
不是那个饭菜是饭菜所带的后面的意义
Not just the food but it's the meaning and love expression through the food
求神帮助我们
May God help us
恩待我们
Bless us
让我们看到
so we can see
每一个人
that each one of us
都要回归真实
that we need to come home to the Lord
每一个人
each one
都要回到家
need to have a home
那个家就是神他自己
and that home is God himself
不只是教会而已
not just a church building
教会我们聚集是有一个 building
when we gather we come here this building
再过一个小时都完了大家都走了
in an hour or so we all leave it's empty
你心里可能很难过
you might feel sad
你说我还没结婚
I'm not married.
你说我可能没有太多亲人在这里。
And I don't have many family here.
但是有一位非常爱你的。
But there's one who loves you tremendously.
那就是耶稣。
That's Jesus.
他可以成为你的家。
He will become your home.
摩西说。
Moses said.
上帝啊。
Lord.
你世世代代做我们的家。
For generation and generation, you have been our dwelling place.
摩西的祖父祖母他们那时候就是上帝是他们的家。
For Moses, his parents, his grandparents, the Lord was their home.
他的将来子孙也是一样回到这个家。
In the future, Moses' descendants, the Lord is their home.
我们都要回家。
So we all need to come home.
我们都要活出上帝为你跟我的命定。
And we're going to live outGod's destiny for you.
你要知道上帝给你的命定是什么吗?
Do you know what God's destiny for you?
下个礼拜复活节早上再来。
Come back next Sunday for answer.
我就要讲命定了。
I'm going to talk about destiny.
我今天时间已经到了。
I have limited time today.
我们要下面要举行洗礼。
We're going to have baptismal service following.
这边这个洗礼池。
This tub of water.
非常的温暖。
It's warm.
你不用担心。
Don't worry.
我们弟兄们花了很多时间昨天把它都弄暖了
they filled it with nice warm water
待会我们的弟兄姊妹们他们要进到水里面再出来
when our new brother and sister are going to come in the water and come out
这代表他们与基督耶稣同死同埋葬然后同复活
it represents that they bury with the Lord and resurrect with the Lord when they come out
一个人要信而受洗必然得救
When you proclaim your faith and baptize, you shall be saved.
信在先。
Faith is first.
受洗在后。
Baptismal is secondary.
我那天跟徐弟兄讲，我说。
When I talked to Brother Xu.
这个洗礼是很重要的。
This is very important.
是对全世界宣告。
You're proclaiming to everyone.
这个就像婚礼一样的重要。
It's like a marriage ceremony.
不能够偷偷摸摸的。
You can't do in the secret.
要对全世界宣告的。
You need to declare it to the world.
所以我们待会就要进行这洗礼。
So we're going to do that.
你们都准备好了吗?
Are you ready?
还没有。
Not yet.
还有一关。
One more.
就是要请 Winnie 跟 Sharon 到前面来。
So we are Winnie and Sharon going to interview.
他们要来访问他们几位。不要紧张。有什么说什么。我们这没有什么预排的，都是真的 ，reality show。
你好
，Good morning。
我叫 Winnie， 这是 Sharon。
This is Winnie。
I'm Sharon.
我们来访问将要受洗的弟兄姊妹。
Today we have the exciting privilege of interviewing the people who are going to be baptized.
Tammy.
Tammy is the first, first person up.
Tammy. 不用紧张，不用紧张。你从哪里来？你来美国多久了
？Hi everybody， 我叫 Tammy， 然后我的中文名叫吕梦溪，我是去年三月份来的美国。我家在哈尔滨。
I'm from Harbin and I have been here
one year.
好 ，Tammy， 那在你还没有认识神之前，你对神的印象是什么呢？
我觉得我在没有认识神之前，我觉得它只是一个很抽象的一个东西。
My question was, before, what was your impression of God, of who God is before you know Him? And Tammy said, very abstract. 那你可以形容一下你过去还没有认识神之前的生活。价值观还有人生观嘛。Describe your life value or worldview before you know God.
在没认识神之前，我的生活其实很简单，然后也生活在一个很幸福的家庭，然后有很多父母的爱，也没有觉得人生有什么太大的波折，或是有很大的遭遇。
Before I know God, I came from a loving family with my parents. I don't really have much of tribulation in my life.
但是觉得开始人生有开始有变化的时候，就是在我抉择我到底是要来出国来读书，还是说我要继续在大学毕业之后留在国内工作，这是我人生的一个难题。
But there was a turning point in my life where I had to decide, should I stay in China to continue to look for work, or should I come to the United States and study? That was a struggle.
就那个时期就很烦恼，就觉得到底什么才是我真正想要的。
During that time, I was very troubled because I wasn't sure what I wanted to, what I wanted in life. Now, 有什么事情让你对神的认识更多加深？你的人生是怎么被改变的呢？ Describe what changed your view about who God is and how did that change your life?
其实当我第一次就是最最一开始接触到基督教或接触到圣经还是在我很小的时候。
When I first got to know Christianity or reading the Bible, it was when I was little.
一开始就是只是把圣经当成很简单的童话故事来读的。
I treated the Bible as fairy tales.
但是当我再一次在读圣经的时候，是就是在我大学毕业之后，然后需要开始做抉择。我觉得不知道为什么就又突然开始读了圣经。
It was at the time that I was trying to decide what to do with my life after I graduated from college. I started reading the Bible again.
我记不太清是哪章哪节，但是我从圣经里读到，就是他对我应该，他指引我，或者是他对我做出了一些应该做决定的时候需要，就是给我指引了我的方向之类的。
But when I was reading the Bible, I don't remember where exactly in the Bible, but I felt that God has been there for me and guide me, give me guidance in my life.那你现在接受耶稣为你生命的主， 那啊、你现在觉得，现在接受了耶稣为你生命的救主，你有什么感受呢？感想呢 ？What now that you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, what has changed in your life, or what are your thoughts?
我觉得他让我的人变得谦卑了。
I become more humble.
还有我，因为就是来到教会，会发现其实很多人都很热心，但是在国内的时候就发现，其实他要是对你热，人会对某些人热心，他都会出于某种目的。所以就是来到教会之后，就发现慢慢的就觉得这一年发生很多事情，就觉得其实他们是真的很热心，很想帮助你做某件事，也是不求回报的。而且在教会也认识了很多好的朋友，然后可以真的觉得跟他们谈话呀，或者是聊天当中，就会对我有很多帮助，也觉得我在美国的生活不那么孤单。
After I come to church in America, when I meet people in the past, I know that some people can be friendly, but sometimes people have certain motivation behind it or motive, purpose behind. But now that I come to the church and I feel that people are friendly and they're not asking for anything in return, and they really care about me and really help me to see God and know God. 谢谢你 Tammy.
谢谢。
我们现在欢迎李燕。
Let's welcome Yan Li.
我也没有准备，我就实话实说吧。
好啊，好啊。李燕，你从哪里来？你来美国多久了？
我是从哈尔滨来的，我来美国有一年半了。
I'm from Harbin, and I have been to the United States for a year and a half. 那在你还没有认识神之前，你对神的印象是什么呢？ What was your impression of who God is before you know him?
神，原来我就是在中国的时候做生意嘛，心一烦的时候我就去，我有个朋友信基督教，他就带我去教会去听听他们唱歌啊，听听他们讲啊，但是我听不太懂。我一心里不舒服的时候，我就去过几次。
In the beginning, when I first got to know Christianity, it was when I was in China. I was doing business. Whenever I become trouble with my business, I have a friend who's a Christian, and she would bring me to church. But I didn't quite understand what was being said in church. 那你可以形容一下你过去还没有，你过去还没有认识神之前的生活价值观和人生观吗？
原来没有真正思想上信神的时候，我就是以前什么都是钱，就赚钱赚钱，我真是赚了很多钱。到最后，我觉得我就像没有根儿的人一样，就是总在飘飘的。现在我想，好像钱不是重要的，好像思想这个心里头这个归属这个东西挺重要的。
So my question was, describe your life and worldview before you know God. And Liang shared that before she really know about God, she thought money was the most important thing. And she did earn a lot of money through her business. But she felt like she's kind of like floating around in the world and not having a root. And she realized it's important to have a sense of belonging. 那是什么事情让你对神的认识更多加深呢？你的人生是怎么被改变的？
其实我是来这儿以后就觉得 心很踏实了，而且但是简单生活很简单了，但是好像觉得缺点什么东西，你知道，就像没有家的感觉，就像在外边飘的那个人没有找到根儿。但是我也去过别的教会哈，去那儿他们一讲我就困，真的，我说心里话，到这儿了以后我就觉得我不困了，你知道，他们讲真的，我去别的教会我也去过，我也找这种感觉没找到，但这在这儿我找到了。
My question was, describe the events that change your view about who God is and how did that change your life or value. So Leanne shared that she didn't feel a sense of belonging, and she has been to other churches, but it made her want to sleep. But when she got here in this church, she didn't feel sleepy anymore. <笑>那，譬如说是一件事情啊，或者一连串事情啊，或又或是教会的牧师或者弟兄姐妹的关怀等等，有什么事情让你比较深刻的呢？就是改变你的生命的。
我自从到这儿以后，就是我每个星期我就觉得我必须要回来一趟，就是回家那种感觉，你知道。
Ever since I've been to this church, I felt like every week I need to come back as if I'm going home.
Amen.
那你现在接受耶稣为你生命的救主，那你觉得？你的生活有什么改变？你的生命有什么改变呢？
其实改变挺多的，我在这说两天也说不完，因为我的经历太多了，真的。
Ever since
我说两天我都说不完，因为我的经历太多了，你知道。
Ever since I've accepted Jesus as my Savior, I have experienced too much, and if I keep talking, it'll be 2 days maybe.
所以呢，我想今天呢，我也不耽误大家时间了，我这人经历真的很多很多，所以我也想，我既然都到这儿了，以后大家都是一家人了，我就慢慢慢慢的再跟你们说。
So now that I'm a family of God and belong to this family, you can ask me in the later days, and I'll share with you my testimony, because I've experienced too many things ever since I've been here. 那请你分享你对受洗的。意义有什么了解呢？
意义就是我终于成为一家人了。原来你们在那儿喝那个、吃那个饼，还有喝那个都不带我。我想这回我就是一家人了，这回有我就可以了吧？是不是啊
？So my question was, what do you understand about the significance of the baptism? And Leanne said that.That she's really a member of the family of God, just like the Holy Communion, she can be a part of. She can partake the Lord's body and His blood to be the kingdom, to be in the kingdom of God. 谢谢你，李燕。
Thanks.
谢谢。
Thank you, Yan. All right. Well, you know, like Pastor Joseph said earlier.Everybody has a different story of how they met Jesus.
就是好像牧师刚才说的一样，每个人遇见神的心历路程都是不一样的。
And it's pretty amazing when you think about it, how different everybody's, you know, way of meeting and knowing Jesus is.
所以当你想到每个人他们不一样。他们遇见神的不一样的经历真的是很奇妙很美好的一件事。
So now, we're going to switch gears and, interview the two children who have decided to be baptized today.
那我们现在就来访问我们的两个小朋友来访问他们为什么想要受洗。
And I'm going to invite both of them up at the same time.
我会把邀请他们两个都一起上来。
So Jerry and Esther, would you please come up?
Jerry, Esther, 欢迎你们。
Okay, you guys are going to share a microphone. So, Jerry, I'm going to have you go first. Jerry, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
Jerry, 你今年多大了?
11.
11岁。
Okay, and what grade are you in this year?
你, fifth grade.
我五年级。
And what school are you a fifth grader in?
Chabot Elementary.
Chabot Elementary, all right.
我在 Chabot 小学上学。
Jerry, what's your favorite thing to do when you're not in school?
Either play soccer or video games.
我除了上学以外，我喜欢踢足球跟打玩游戏，打网上的游戏。
That sounds like a lot of fun. What position do you play in soccer?
Offense.
我在足球是打进攻的。
So Jerry, I'm going to ask you a few questions about why you want to be baptized today. So tell us what your life was like before you met or knew Jesus.
I was lying a lot. I was being disobedient to my parents. And I was being physical to my sister.
我在还没有认识主耶稣以前，我很不听我的妈妈话。我也对我的姐姐不太好，我会打她，我会打她。
Wow, okay.
还有撒谎。
So Jerry, what happened? And tell us how you decided that you wanted to ask Jesus into your life to be your leader and your savior.
After my mom got baptized, she started reading the Bible to me, and I thought it was interesting, so I asked if I could be Christian, and she said yes, and then she brought me to this church.
在我妈妈受洗以后，她就开始读圣经，我就觉得很有趣，很想知道多一点，所以我妈妈就读圣经给我听，那我就问我妈妈可不可以带我来教会，那我妈妈就带我来教会了。
So it sounds like your mom... had a big part to you knowing Jesus.
所以听起来你妈妈就是是一个很重要的人物，让你认识神哈。
So Jerry, tell us what has changed in your life after you asked Jesus to come into your life.
I was lying less, being obedient to my parents, and using my words instead of my fist to my sister.
I'm
sure your sister Yuka really appreciates that.
我想你姐姐也很希望这样子，对不对？
Okay, that's great. Now we're going to switch to Esther.
那我们先来访问 Esther.
Okay, this is Esther Chang. And Esther, tell us how old you are.
9.
我今年九岁。
Just a little bit closer to you.
Okay. And Esther, as a 9-year-old, what grade are you in this year?
4th grade.
我今年四年级。
And where are you going to school right now?
Ocean View.
我是在 Ocean View 小学上学。
Okay. Just a little bit closer. So that's a school right here in Albany, right? Okay. Tell us what is your favorite thing to do when you're not at Ocean View School?
Reading and playing with my friends.
我除了上学以外，我喜欢跟我的朋友一起玩，一起读书。
Wow. And what are your favorite types of books to read?
那你最喜欢读什么书呢？
I don't know.
Do Well, she said she didn't know, but maybe that means you like to read a lot of different kinds of books.
你是不是喜欢读太多的书了，一时想不起来啊？
Okay, so Esther, tell us, what were you like before you asked Jesus to be your savior and leader of your life?
I wasn't using my words when I was fighting, and I was lying a lot.
Can you say that one more time, just a little bit louder?
I wasn't using words when I was fighting, and I was lying a lot.
So you were not using your words when you were fighting, and you were lying a lot?
我还没有认识耶稣以前，我也会撒谎，我也会跟别人打架。
That sounds hard. So, tell us what happened that made you want to trust in Jesus and ask him to be your savior and leader.
When I was little, my mom told me a lot about God and she took me to church.
我还小的时候，我妈妈就跟我说很多关于神的事，那她也把我带来教会，这样子我就认识神。
Okay, that's great. So your mom also had a big part in helping you know about Jesus. Is that right?
那所以你妈妈也是一个很重要的人物，让你来相信神的咯。
Okay, Esther, tell us what happened in your life or what is different about your life now that you know Jesus and trust him.
I wasn't lying a lot and I started using words when I was fighting.
Okay, so it sounds like you were able to lie less and tell the truth more. And you also used words to argue with people instead of fighting them. Is that right?
我现在认识耶稣以后，我比较不讲撒谎的话，比较讲真实的话。那我也不会跟别人打架。那我比较是用跟他们争论。
All right. Is there anything that either of you, last words that you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, we're really excited for you. Thank you.
很高兴。
All right. Well, now that we've finished the interviews and you know them a little bit better, we're going to move to the most exciting part.
那我们现在已经访问完了，我们就接下来就是洗礼的部分了。
我们现在就到这个最后的重头戏了。
Now we come to the most exciting part of the service.
你们在后面看不见的可以靠近，没有关系。You can stand up, come forward closer.
Feel free to move forward.
You want to take a picture? Now is a good time.
你要照相也可以。
小孩子的Winnie, they call you.
The snare is loose. It's tight. Which
song? In A.
Thank you.
我们感谢神啊。
We thank the Lord.
我们那你乐意可以靠近一点，我们现在不要讲话啊。
Feel free to move forward.
暂时不要讲话，我知道大家你可以靠近一点，可以看清楚。水还可以，不是那个我刚才听他们的那个访问啊。
When I listened to their interview,
我就觉得母亲的角色很重要。
I feel the pivotal role of mother.
那个两个小孩，他们的妈妈对他们有很大的影响力。
Especially for our two young people, their mother plays an important part in their lives.
我们可以把这个前面这个灯打开好吗？
Can we turn on this light?
请把这前面这个灯打开。谢谢。好，我们要准备照相了，现在可以开始。圣子圣灵的名为你施洗，愿三位一体的真神保守你的灵魂体，直到主耶稣再回来的荣耀日子。Amen。终于回家了，我是为你高兴。徐志宏弟兄，我奉圣父圣子圣灵的名为你施洗，愿三位一体的真神 保守你的灵魂体，直到主耶稣再回来的荣耀日子。阿们。Jerry, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May the triune God guard your body, soul, and spirit until Jesus' glorious return. And all God's people say, Amen. Don't be nervous. You're the last, but not the least. I'll baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. May the triune God guard your body, soul, and spirit until Jesus' glorious return. All the God's people say, Amen. Worship King going to lead us for the celebration. Let's return to the scene. 我们回到位置上，我们现在要敬拜赞美。好，我们换一下衣服。